Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a mid-bass humanize framework for jungle and old-school DnB without losing headroom. Today we're not just making a bass sound, we're making a bass part that feels played, feels alive, and still leaves space for the kick, snare, and breakbeats to hit properly. That balance is a huge part of classic jungle energy. The bass has to groove with the drums, not bully them. So the mission is simple. Movement without mess, character without clipping, old-school phrasing without muddy low end, and enough space left in the mix for the drums to breathe. First, let's build the drum foundation. Before you even think about the bass, get a basic DnB skeleton going. Use a chopped breakbeat or a loop, and if you're working from audio, make sure warp is on. Transient or beats warp mode is usually a good place to start for breaks. If you're a beginner, keep the loop short, just one or two bars, and make sure the main snare is landing clearly on 2 and 4. That's important, because in jungle and early DnB, the bass usually reacts to the drums. It's part of the rhythm section. If the drum grid is solid, the bass can feel musical instead of chaotic. Now let's build the bass patch. Keep it simple and use stock Ableton devices. A really solid beginner chain is Waveatable or Operator, then Saturator, then EQ8, then Utility. If you're using Waveatable, start with something saw or square based, and keep it mono for now. Don't overthink the sound design at the start. The goal is a mid-bass that has texture and movement, not a giant full-range monster. That full-range approach is exactly how people lose headroom fast. Use the filter to tame brightness if needed. If the patch feels too sharp, pull the cutoff down somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz. Add a little saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to give the tone some bite. Then use utility to keep the width narrow, basically mono or close to mono. On EQ8, gently cut away the low end from the mid bass if it's fighting the sub. A soft high pass around 90 to 140 Hz is often a good starting point, depending on the patch. Now here's the biggest headroom move in the whole lesson. Separate the sub from the mid bass. Don't try to make one patch do everything. Your sub should be simple. Use operator with a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it clean. No need for heavy distortion here. The sub is there to carry the weight, while the mid-bass gives you the character, the note identity, and the motion. Think of it like this. The sub is the foundation. The mid-bass is the attitude. Once that's set, write a short bass phrase instead of a long repetitive loop. This is where a lot of beginners go wrong. Old-school jungle bass lines often feel great because they phrase like a conversation. They answer the drums. They leave space. They don't try to fill every gap. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip and only use 3 to 5 notes. Seriously, keep it small. Try placing a note where it locks with the first kick or just after it, then another note that answers the snare space, then maybe a shorter pickup note, then a rest, then a stronger note for the turnaround. If your track is in a minor key, stick close to the root and a couple of nearby notes. You do not need a complicated melody to get that classic dark DnB pressure. In fact, less is often better. And here's one of the most important ideas in this whole lesson. Silence is part of the rhythm. Leave gaps. Micro rests make the bass feel more like a player and less like a loop. Now let's humanize the timing. This is where the part starts to breathe. Don't move everything around. That's the trap. If you shift every note randomly, it just sounds messy. Instead, move only a few notes slightly off the grid. Some can be just a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, and maybe one or two can come in a touch early, around 5 to 10 milliseconds. Tiny changes like that can make the bass feel like it's leaning into the break, especially under a chopped amen or a busy jungle loop. If you want, you can use the groove pull lightly, but keep it subtle. We're aiming for human, not sloppy. A bass note landing slightly behind the beat can add weight. A pickup note coming a little early can create urgency. That contrast is part of the vibe. Next up, velocity. Velocity is one of the safest ways to humanize a bass line without wrecking the mix. Give your notes different velocity values so they breathe. You might have stronger notes around 90 to 110, medium notes around 70 to 90, and ghost notes or pickup notes lower, around 40 to 65. If your instrument responds to velocity, even better. You can map that to filter cutoff, volume, envelope amount, or distortion drive. That means the bass can feel more expressive without constantly getting louder. And that is exactly what helps protect headroom. A really useful old-school trick is to make the second note in a phrase a little softer than the first. That creates a call and response feeling. It's small, but it works. Now let's add movement, but keep it controlled. Use automation instead of just adding more notes. A little filter movement can go a long way. For example, you might start with the filter a bit lower, then open it slightly on the last note of a bar or a phrase. You can also automate saturator drive by a tiny amount, maybe just 1 to 3 dB, on transition notes. That gives the bass a bit of lift without making the whole mix louder. This is a great beginner mindset. Accent by tone, not by volume. If every important note is just louder, the mix starts losing space fast. But if a note opens up a little brighter or gets a touch more grit, it feels animated while still staying controlled. Now pay attention to note length. This matters a lot in DNB. Shorten some notes so they leave room for the snare tail. Let a few notes ring a bit longer to glue the phrase together. But don't make every note the same length. That's when the bass starts sounding robotic. A good starting point is to keep most notes around eighth note to quarter note lengths, then use a few longer notes for emphasis or transitions. If the bass is too long, it blurs the break. If it's too short, it loses weight. You want that sweet spot where the bass sits inside the groove. Now let's clean up the mid bass so it doesn't fight the sub. Use EQA to make sure the low end stays under control. If it's too full, high pass it a little more. If there's muddy buildup in the low mids, try a small cut around 180 to 350 Hz. If it gets harsh or brittle, a gentle cut around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Then check the whole bass group with utility and keep things centered. In jungle and darker DNB, mono discipline is huge. The low end should feel solid and reliable. Wide bass might sound exciting in solo, but in a club it can fall apart fast. At this stage, listen to the loop quietly too. That's a really useful test. If the groove still reads at low volume, the part is strong. If it disappears completely, the rhythm may be relying too much on loudness instead of actual phrasing. Now think about arrangement. A humanized bassline becomes way more effective when it's arranged with intent. For a simple structure, you could do an intro with drums only or filtered bass hints, then a short build, then a main drop with the bass phrase running for 8 or 16 bars, then a small switch up where one note gets removed or a gap appears, then a return with a variation instead of an exact copy. That idea of repetition with evolution is classic jungle writing. The bass stays familiar, but the details keep changing just enough to keep the energy moving. Here are a few quick reminders as you work. Don't make the mid bass too loud. If it only feels powerful when it's cranked, it's probably eating too much space. Don't humanize every note too much. A few tiny timing shifts are enough. Don't let the bass overlap the snare too much. The snare needs to stay punchy. Don't make the bass too wide. Keep the sub mono and the mid bass mostly centered. And don't overcompress too early. Write the groove first. Shape the rhythm first. Then control the sound if needed. If you want to push this further, a really good next move is to resample the bass phrase to audio. That lets you trim tails, shift tiny pieces, and add a little extra character by hand. You can also try ghost pickup notes, octave nudges on a single note, or a slightly different last note every 4 bars to keep the loop from feeling frozen. For your practice exercise, I want you to spend about 10 to 20 minutes building a 2-bar humanized mid-bass loop. Use a separate sub and mid layer. Write only 4 or 5 notes. Make 2 of them slightly off-grid. Use a few different velocity levels. Add a little saturator drive. Clean up the low end with EQ, keep it mono, and loop it against the break until it starts to feel like the bass is talking to the drums. That's the real goal here. If you remember one thing from this lesson, remember this: humanize the groove, not the low end chaos. That's how you get bass lines that feel alive, old school, and full of energy, while still leaving the headroom your DNB mix needs. Cool. Now save a clean version, duplicate it, and start experimenting. That's where the magic begins.